This radio project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. And we finished the first hour today with the music of Orchestre Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp. From Geneva, Switzerland, they're going to be performing at the Get Tight Lounge on Wednesday, September 25th. That is a production of Secret Planet Richmond. And congratulations to Matt for winning a pair of tickets to see them. As you heard in that set, their music covers a lot of ground. Everything from post-punk and krautrock to minimalism, free jazz, African rhythms, brass bands, all of that stuff in their sound, sometimes all in the same song, like that last one, which is called So Many Things to Feel Guilty About, which is sort of the title track. No, it's the first one that was sort of the title track of their, not their current album, but the one before that, called We're Okay, But We're Lost Anyway. Orchestre Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp, from Geneva, Switzerland, on the Geneva-based label Bongo Joe Records. And opening for the Duchamp Orchestra will be Aminal, which is one of my favorite Richmond bands right now, a relatively new band and kind of a super group with players that you will probably be familiar with from a lot of other bands. And you heard them on the radio right before So Many Things with their song called Autumn's Tongue. And that was recorded live here on Global Agogo on April 13th of this year. Aminal has several recordings up on Bandcamp, but they don't have any recordings yet with this particular grouping of players, the ones that are going to be playing on Wednesday at the Get Tight Lounge. And I've seen them now several times, and they're outstanding. And you got to hear them on Global Agogo back in April, too, if you were listening that day. And we started the set with another song from the Duchamp Orchestra. This one is sort of the title track of We're Okay, But We're Lost Anyway. It's called Blabber. And they have a more recent album that's called Vent Unique, which I've played on previous shows. So I thought I would play you something different this time. Orchestre Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp at the Get Tight Lounge, Wednesday, June 25th with Aminal, a production of Secret Planet Richmond. All right, we're going to get back into the music and get our second hour started here in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Everybody knows not to put their hands in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen. So if a venomous snake bites you or someone near you, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. Their experts will determine if the snake is venomous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. Now, even if the snake is not venomous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor because you might need a tetanus booster shot after that. And that is a public service, a summer public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Now, let's roll into the second hour of Global Agogo with some reggae today. This set's going to have a theme, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to leave it to you to figure it out. Not that hard. Let's get started with this track from Glenn Brown from back in 1972. You right. So the theme there, as you probably figured out, all reggae covers of soul songs in that last set. And actually even further than that, because it's been said that all soul songs can be divided into three categories. There's your beg songs, your scream songs, and your shout songs. And those are all beg soul songs. That last one, the first cut is the deepest. Norma Fraser, produced by Coxon Dodd back in 1967. And that song was written by a novice songwriter, not obviously a Jamaican, named Stephen Giorgio, who would later become famous as Cat Stevens. And that was a hit in 1967 for P.P. Arnold, who was a former member of the Icats. And then it would be covered later on by Rod Stewart and Sheryl Crow, versions that are better forgotten, I would say. But I love that version by Norma Fraser. Before that was Donovan Carlos and Be Thankful for What You Got, a song that was originally written and sung by William Devon, who was from Washington, D.C. But it was originally recorded, not this version, but the original version was recorded in Philadelphia at Sigma Sound. So it's a technically a Philly soul song, but it's really a D.C. soul song. Now, Donovan Carlos recorded this one in 1974, and he emigrated to the U.S. and has not done a lot of singing. He sings occasionally, but he lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he owns a Chick-fil-A franchise, and he also operates a Jamaican restaurant there that's called Jamaican Jerkmasters, Donovan Carlos. Before that was a new version of one of my all-time favorite Curtis Mayfield songs, Give Me Your Love, turned into reggae there by Soul Sugar from France, teaming up with Dub Shepherds from England, and that was just released a week and a half ago by G Records. Soul Sugar meets Dub Shepherds, Give Me Your Love. Nice version of that. Another version of that I love is the one by the rock band Lamb Chop, so look that up if you like that song. Before that was Mahalia Saunders, although that was not her real name. Her actual name was Hortense Ellis, and she was the younger sister of Alden Ellis. And you heard her doing Peace of My Heart, 1971 recording produced by Lee Scratch Perry for Upsetter Records, his label. A song that was originally recorded by Irma Franklin, who was the elder sister of Aretha Franklin. And then, of course, it was a big hit in 1968 for Big Brother and the Holding Company featuring Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart. And we started off the set with Glenn Brown covering I'm Your Puppet, written by the great songwriting, soul songwriting team of Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. That was a big hit for James and Bobby Purify in the soul world in 1966. And then it made it even bigger when it went to Motown with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell recording it in 1969. Glenn Brown doing his version of it there called in 1972 for his own label, Pantomime, I'm Your Puppet. And he set that to the rhythm of Slaving by Lloyd Price. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way to hear Global Agogo. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if you or your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, especially in a novel way like that, please let me know and I will announce that on the air as well.
Charles, inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more.
I don't believe you.
Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
Ron Burgundy chiming in there with DJ Greybeard, who's going to be here at back here at 3 o'clock for the Other Black Music. He was just here doing the jazz shows this morning. So it's a hefty day of radio for DJ Greybeard here on his day off. And we're going to head over to Mali for this next set of music and start with a... We're going to start with a new reissue of one of the great underrated bands in African history, says me, and actually a lot of other people too. And that is the Super Jota Band de Bamako. And we're going to start with a song that is simply named for that band's leader and guitar player. This song is called Zani Jabate by Super Jota Band right here on Global Agogo. right. There's some electrified Wasilu groove music from Mali, from Sule Kante. That song is called Bimani, and that was originally released in 2001. The title track of a cassette put out by Camera Productions, our label and store in Paris. And it's now available on a variety of formats from Hot Mule Records on their latest compilation, which is called Wagadu Grooves, Volume 2, The Hypnotic Sound of Camera, 1991 to 2014. That label's still operating, the store's still operating. And this compilation is capturing the Hot Mule favorites from the Camera Productions catalog, which is quite extensive. So Sule Kante there and Bimani. And before that was some current Wasilu groove music by Aboubakar Traoré and Balima. He is originally from Burkina Faso, now living in Belgium. His album Sababu was one of my favorite albums of 2024. And from that album, we heard the song Sunfo from Aboubakar Traoré and Balima. And then we started the set with the band that really put the Wasilu sound on the map, the Super Jata Band de Bamako. For artists like Aboubakar Traoré or Baba Commandant and the Mandingo Band, who played here in Richmond twice in 2023, the Super Jata Band is really like their spiritual forefather. And the folks at the record label Numero Group are putting all of Super Jata's full catalog back in print, which is great. Because it's been pretty hard to find for a number of years now. And they've recently reissued the album entitled Authentique Volume 2, Faux Vert 8182, better known simply as Authentique 81, which is one of the best albums that they released. And the digital version has been out now for a few months. The vinyl version just dropped on June 6th. And from that album, we heard Zani Jabate by Super Jata Band de Bamako. As I said at the top of the set, that is not only the name of that song, but it's the name of the band leader of that group and the amazing guitar player in Super Jata Band. And we've got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo today, and it's going to be some urban dance music from South Africa to finish things off. We're going to start that last set with a great Kwaito track from another new reissue, kind of the theme here at the end of the show. Title track of the album Idolar by the band Mosquito from South Africa. This just came out on Awesome Tapes from Africa, which is an always awesome label. It was just reissued in May. Originally from 2001, just like Sule Kante. That's interesting. And then after that will be Vinolia Mashego, or a Vimash, and her song Naughty Boy from 1989. And then we're going to finish things up with Black Moses, Moses Ngwenya, who was the organ player in the South Africa's legendary Soul Brothers band, one of the greatest bands they ever produced. But he did have a solo career outside the band, and we're going to hear from one of his solo albums called M2 from 1988, a track called Crocodiles Rock, which is a real stomper. All right, so thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the Other Black Music, and remember, the future is unwritten.
Let's go. I'm gonna make you mine.